Welcome to the Victory Orlando podcast. We exist to reach people with the life-giving message of Jesus and to connect them with their purpose. To learn more about us, visit us at victoryorlando.com. Thanks for listening. We pray that you are encouraged and inspired by today's message.
Thank you so much for having us here. And we come from Perth, Western Australia. As I said in the first service, if you don't know where Perth is, that's where God lives. Now, it's a beautiful place, so if you ever come to Perth, our church is called Good Success Church from Joshua 1:8. And please do come. We got a number of services on Sunday, so we want you to come and visit us and you'll enjoy it. Amen. And just to give a brief before I get into the Word of God, my wife is here. I come from Sri Lanka. I was born in Sri Lanka, and my wife is born in Mauritius. And we did our schooling and studying in England, so that's where we met. And when I went to England, I was not a Christian. I was a Hindu. So, and the Lord is so good and gracious to pick me up from the gutters and to walk with Him. And I am ever so grateful to Him. And I didn't know Jesus. Of course, she brought me to the Lord. And ever since, praise God. And ever since, we've been walking with Jesus. So I was sharing with your pastor, we went to Australia 30 years ago, approximately 30 years ago. And I remember the Lord wanted me to have a healing crusade. You know, we were trained as, my background is accounting and economics, and she's business. But, you know, pastoring is entirely a new thing, but the Lord called us. So He wanted us to have a healing crusade. So this is 30 years ago. So I remember talking to somebody, and there's a pastor friend of ours who we came to know, and he said, you know what? The Lord put in my heart to go around the country towns, small towns, and have healing crusades. He looked at me and he said, you are an Indian. You know, until that moment, I didn't realize I was Indian. And the Lord gave me a marvelous answer. And the Lord said this to me, and I said to Him, yes, I realize that. But you know, anointing has no color. Amen. Praise God. God can do anything. Amen. So what God has done for us, He can do for you. Amen. Praise God. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Shall we stand to our feet and welcome the Holy Spirit? Let's lift our hands to heaven. Wonderful, sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Spirit of God, you're the might of God. You're the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you open our eyes to see Jesus. We come here to see one person and one person only. His name is Jesus. And once again, Heavenly Father, as we take the blood of thy covenant, we declare your precious blood upon this meeting, that your anointing will rest upon this place to accomplish all what you desire to do in this service. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and honor for what you're going to do in and through your living word. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Now, before you sit down, take your Bibles in your hand. Then I know who brought it and who didn't. Your iPads and your iPhones, lift it to heaven. Say after me, I come to the house of God to celebrate His word in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Please be seated. Having come to the house of God, your faith will be stronger. Your hope will be brighter. Your life will be fuller. Amen. You know, I had a message, but the Lord changed the message because He's the boss and I'm not. And the thing the Lord put in my heart to share with you is being led by the Spirit. Now, the Lord added a word in front of it, being continually led by the Spirit. It's not when you come to church on Sunday, but the life should be being continually led by the Spirit. Every moment, every minute, every second, every hour. Amen? Yes. Praise God. So let me take you through some scriptures. Now, if I ask you a question, and you might say, I know about the Holy Spirit. But it's not about knowing about the Holy Spirit. You got to know Him. If you want to walk with Him, you got to know Him. Then He will walk with you. Amen. Amen. Now, before I go any further, Let me share with you three important S's. First of all, the first S is there is no substitute for the Holy Spirit. He is indispensable. That's why in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, the Lord said, "No by might, no by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Amen. Amen. Because there is no substitute for the Holy Spirit. And the second S is we ought to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And the third S is we have to be submissive to His promptings. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, let me take you to a scripture and I want to read it to you. But before I do that, I want to tell you this. Whatever God desires to do in your life, He will only do through the Spirit of God. Why? Because Acts chapter 1 and verse 2 says that God gave commandments to the apostles through the Holy Spirit. And whatever you want to accomplish for the Lord, you can only accomplish through the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be a witness unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. There are certain things in the Word of God when you study, you will come across that nobody else can do what the Holy Spirit can do. Even the Bible school cannot do. Hello. For example, Romans 8:14. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. Only the Holy Spirit can mature you in the things of God. For example, another one, in John chapter 3 and verse 5, you know, the Bible school or any other organization or any church cannot make you born again. Only the Spirit of God can. Amen. Are you ready for a journey? All right, let me take you on a journey. Now, I'm going to take you to John chapter 16 and verse 12 to 15. And somebody's going to read for me. And I want you to listen. This is not my words, this is the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
I still have many things to say to you.
Right.
But you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth.
Right.
For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. Mm-hmm. And He will tell you things to come.
Right.
He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you.
Yeah.
All things that the Father has are Mine.
Yes.
Therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it
to you. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Now there are four important things I want to bring to your attention. Can I talk to you this morning? Heart to heart. Yes. Number one, Jesus, my Lord, changed the grammar. He does not call the Spirit of God it, He calls Him He. So this is the least understood yet is the most important thing. He's a person. And number two, the Holy Spirit is the sole representative of the Godhead on earth. He represents God the Father and God the Son on earth. Number three, I want to give you an example. Say, for example, you have landed on a beautiful island, maybe Bahamas or Fiji or wherever it may be. And you're on that island, and the owner of that island comes to you and introduces to you a person and say, "This person is my administrator of all of my treasures on this island. And while you're staying on this island, he will be with you 24/7, 365 to make sure that you are comfortable." Now, how many will agree with me you have a great holiday? And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is here to do for you and me. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is the sole administrator of all of God's treasures. He has the key to God's warehouse. So if you want to know or if you want to have anything of Jesus, you better know Him. He's my friend. Amen. And the fourth one is this. The Holy Spirit will always magnify and glorify and illuminate Jesus. That's His job. Amen. Now, let me take you step by step. Now, in Galatians 5:16, I want to take you to the scripture. So we're going to talk about continually being led by the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, Paul says, I say this, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, let me explain to you this way. Now, if you walk in the rain, what will happen to you? Come on, talk to me now. You will get wet, right? Are you sure? Likewise, if you walk in the Spirit, heaven will impart to you a supernatural substance whereby you can say no to the things of the flesh. Can I say it again?
Yes.
Now, if you walk in the Spirit, the heaven will impart to you a supernatural substance whereby you can say no to the things of the flesh. Now you are a brilliant people. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus, our Lord, was continually led by the Spirit?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Let me give you some scriptures. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, the Word of God says, He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. See, many times we have this picture that Jesus went into the wilderness and He was all alone. No, the Holy Spirit was with Him. So when you go through a valley experience or the wilderness experience, I want you to know the Spirit of God is with you. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Pastor, the Lord put this word to give it to you right now. I want to tell you that you will drink from the well that you never dug. That will be all through the day. Somebody else will dig it for you and you will drink from that well. And right at this moment, the well has been dug and the water is coming out. But I want you to know it's going to really quicken. The water is going to come in a greater measure. From the out, and it's going to fail. And the building that you need, somebody else is building it for you. Thank you, Lord. God is good. All the time is good. Amen. So Luke chapter 4 verse 1, He was led by the Spirit of God. And Luke 4:14, He comes out of the wilderness, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Luke 4:18, He goes into the synagogue. He opened the scroll and He begins to read that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm glad He didn't say the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. He said, is upon me. That means He was continuing to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And then, so let me rephrase it. He is led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness. He's empowered by the Spirit of God. He's anointed by the Spirit of God to fulfill all what God wanted to do through His life. Amen. And why? Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. So He was led by the Spirit. He was empowered by the Spirit. He was anointed by the Spirit. Now He fulfills God's call for His life by the Spirit. And He goes to the cross in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. By the eternal Spirit of God, without any blemish, He offers Himself on the cross. And in Romans 1:4, He's raised from the grave by the Spirit of holiness. Now think about this. Think about this. He's led by the Spirit. He's empowered by the Spirit. He's anointed by the Spirit. He fulfilled God's purpose for His life by the Spirit. He goes to the cross by the Spirit. And He's raised from the grave by the Spirit. If the Lord needed the Holy Spirit, how much more you and I need Him? Yeah. Amen. Now let me take you to a scripture. I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Say this after me. When I read the scripture. Now, I'm sure you can do better. Did you have your breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start again. When I read the scripture, I must see the picture. One more time. Let me start again. Say after me. When I read the scripture, I must see the picture. Come on. One more time. Let's go. Amen. There is a picture that I want you to see. All right, let's go to Mark 1:12. Now, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Now, this morning, I was in the hotel, and I didn't know how to get here. But the brother Jay picked us up, and I was sitting on the passenger seat, me and my wife, and then he drove us here. He knew what time I should get here. He knew how to get here. I didn't. All I did was just sat on the passenger seat. You see, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants us to sit at the back seat and allow the Spirit of God to drive us to our destination.
Yes, amen.
Because when He drives, He will take us to the right place at the right time, and we'll be doing the right thing. Amen. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Now, let me take you a bit further. Now, so in Romans 8:14, it says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. The word sons there is not children. It's a different Greek word, means mature sons and daughters of God. So if you are led by the Spirit, you'll mature in the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
And then we run from Galatians 5:16, right? If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But now in Galatians 5:25, few verses afterwards, Paul says, if you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now, I want to learn to live in the Spirit. Now, if I tell you that let me explain to you. If I tell you that I'm living in this forest or the woods or jungle or whatever it may be, then I'm sure you will know and realize that place I'm living, that woods, has to sustain me, provide me water, provide me food, provide me shelter. Likewise, if you live in the Spirit of God will sustain you. He will provide for you. He will lead you. He will direct you. He will guide you, because He's the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what must I do? This is my lesson today. What must I do to live in the Spirit? Can I?
Yes.
Are you okay so far?
Yes.
Are we still friends?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Now, number one, you must acknowledge Him. I didn't have time to give this to the first session, but I want to give it to you. You must acknowledge Him. You see, Jesus, my Lord, acknowledged the Holy Spirit. He said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And in Matthew 12:28, He said, if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, then you know that the kingdom of God has come. Now, can I take a detour? Now, Bible school student, I want to give you something, if you're really interested in this one. Luke 11:20, Jesus said, if I cast out the demons by the finger of God, then you know that the Spirit of God has come. The finger of God is none other than the Holy Spirit. Because you will see the finger of God in Exodus 8, verse 16 to 19. When the magicians tried to do what God did through the rod, and they could not. And so they went to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, this is no more magic. This is the finger of God.
Yes. Yes.
And Exodus 31 and verse 18, God says in His word, it is the finger of God that wrote the law on the tablets. And so tonight, today I want to tell you, the finger of God is none other than the Holy Spirit. So put your finger like this. Say after me. Finger of God is none other than the Holy Spirit. So whenever you read about the finger of God in the Word of God, it is the Holy Spirit. Can I take you a bit further now? So if you want to live in the Spirit, you got to acknowledge Him. Jesus acknowledged. You could have said, I'm the Son of God, I cast out demons. No. He said, if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God. He acknowledged Him. Number two, you got to confess your dependency on Him. In Acts 5:32, Peter said, you know, we are witness of the resurrection, but also we have a friend who stands with us. His name is the Holy Spirit. He also bears witness of the resurrection. And 1 Corinthians 2:4, Paul said, I don't come with men's wisdom or enticing words. I come with the power of the Holy Spirit and His wisdom. Amen. You know, there is a sister on to my left. You have a thyroid problem, hyperthyroid. But right at this moment, because the word says we are two or three gathered in my name, there am I in the midst, Jesus said. And He's healing you right now. I give you praise, Lord. God is good. And there is a gentleman, you have a liver condition. Dr. Jesus is healing you right now. And I want you to know He will completely heal you. There is a person, you cannot sleep at night. Not only have insomnia, but also you have a problem with your spine, your hips. But the Lord Jesus is completely healing you. Tonight you will sleep like a baby. Amen. Praise God. God is good. Amen. You see, when the word goes forth, healing needs to take place. That's the power of the word. We don't have healing service in our church. We're healing is every day. As the word goes forth, people are healed. Amen. So look at me through your 2020 vision, because God can heal your sight. The word can. All right? Okay. So now let me take you a bit further. The third one is, you must have communion, union, and fellowship with the Holy Spirit if you want to live in the Spirit. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, many preachers use this to close the service. It says, the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Yes. So the communion and the fellowship can only happen if you know the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me quickly give you what happens when you have this union, this communion. The Greek word there is koinonia, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Number one, your prayer life will change. The 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without finish it. Ceasing means don't stop praying. You see, private prayer will always give birth to continuous prayer. There is a relationship between the Spirit of God and prayer. Why? Because in Luke 3:21, the Word of God says, Jesus praying, while He was praying, the Holy Ghost came upon Him. Acts 1:14, they were all in one accord and they were praying. And Acts 2, the Holy Ghost came upon them. Romans 8:26, it says, we don't know how to pray. I'm paraphrasing. We don't know what to pray, but He helpeth with our infirmities. Because even though you might know the situation and you need to pray for it, but you don't know how to pray. But He will help you. The word help means to assist, to take hold of, so that you will prevail in prayer and you will not give up. Amen. Now let me quickly give you the ways He will pray through you. Can I? Yes. Hello, put a smile on your face. Come on. Yeah. Amen. Are we still friends? Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let me take you a bit further. You see, number one, let me give you some practical things. You see, the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance a scripture to you. And He will give you the power and faith from that scripture to take it back to God. Sister, the Lord is telling me, there may have been some numbness in your body. God is taking everything out. Thank you, Lord. God is good. His mercy endureth forever. Now, Let me say to you, so He gives you the power and the faith in that word to take it back to God and say, God, You said it, You do it. For example, in Luke 1:35, it says the Holy Spirit is called the power of the highest, came upon a young virgin woman by the name of Mary. And now in verse 37, the word of God says, with God all things are possible. Now, if you read it in Greek, it means the Word of God contains in it the power for its own fulfillment. Can I say it again? The Word of God contains in it the power for its own fulfillment.
Amen.
Amen. And now in Luke 1:38, she hears the word, she has the faith and the power, she turns it back to God and says, God, let it be done unto your maidservant as you have said. How would you like? God gives you a word and the Holy Spirit energizes that word. You come to God and you say, God, let it be done unto me as you said it. And you just rest the rest of the time. And it's the same thing David did in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18 to 25. And prophet Nathan comes and gives him a word. There's a gentleman here. You almost lost everything financially. But the Lord has given you a word. Hold on to it. God will not fail you. God will not fail you. God will not fail you. And today, right at this moment, the Lord is putting that word in your heart. All you have to do is, I am not going to pull you out because I know who you are. The Holy Spirit just showed me. But the Lord said to me to tell you, take that word and go to God and say, God, you said it, you do it. Yes. And so King David sat, I love that. When you go home, you got to read 2 Samuel 7, 18 to 25. He sat. You know, sometimes we become too spiritual. But I love the way he relaxed before the Lord. I put a chair, he sat down, and he said, he talked about all the great things that God has done. And he comes to verse 25, and he said, you know, Lord, you said it, you do it. I love that. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Amen. And next one. You know, there are times that, just give an example. We were a couple of weeks ago, I was in a situation, I don't know, I didn't know how to pray. I opened my mouth and the Spirit of God filled it and I began to pray. I was amazed what was coming out of my mouth. And there was one incident, I was sitting around the board table and these are all high-powered preachers, who and who. And then I realized that they were all praying around and my turn was coming. And I almost froze. I said, Lord, you know, they're going to pick all the faults. But when my turn came, I said, Holy Spirit, help me. I opened my mouth and he filled it up. Amen. Why? Because Psalm 81 and verse 10 says, I don't know whether you have the scripture there. Ah, oh, there it is. Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he can help you. Why? 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 14. The word Paul says, you know, I speak with tongue, an unknown language, but my understanding is unfruitful. Because you begin to speak in a language you never heard before, never learned before, never known before. That is supernatural. Hello? Somebody said, how many languages do you speak? I said, well, two, one English and one tongues. And the tongues is plural. Amen. Praise God. Because a language that you never heard before, never known before, never even seen before or heard anything like that. Amen. And the last one, Romans 8, 22 and 23, travailing in prayer. Now, some of you know, I like to read some historical things. And there was a great revival in Welsh. And Evan Roberts was in, you know, this is early part of the century. And his brother records that they were very poor. They used to sleep on one bed. And he records that the Spirit of God will take hold of his brother all night. And he will travail in prayer before there was revival. See, God can do that for you. Only the Holy Spirit can do. Amen. Now let me continue. So number one, when you have fellowship and union and commune with the Holy Spirit, your prayer life will change. Number two, the presence of God will be with you. Why? Because the presence of God will always impart to you the substance of God. Amen. I told the first service, the miracles will not change you, but the presence of God will change you. The children of Israel saw greater miracles than we have ever seen. The Red Sea part. Exodus 14:22 says, when they walked across that sea, the water became like two walls. And in verse 25 says, God took the wheels off the Egyptian, the chariots. Every day they saw manna every morning. Cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. But the moment Moses was delayed talking to God, what did they do? They built a calf and gave God's name to that calf. See, miracles don't change life, but the presence of God will change your life. Amen. And that's what the communion and the union with the Holy Spirit will do for you. Quickly, number three. Communion and union with the Holy Spirit will find fellowship with God. That means He leads, He guides, and He directs. Why Romans 8:14? Those who are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. Is that right? Now, I remember once, you know, this happened in this land. I went to the airport, and the Lord told me to buy a first class ticket. And I said, Lord, are you sure? He said, yes. So here I'm, bought a first class ticket and boarded this flight. And then I had the last two seats, and I had the window seat. And I was sat there. Then I thought, Lord, I thank you because you want to give me a spare seat, a bigger seat, because I've been preaching everywhere. And I mean, you know, you want to reward me. So one of the things I do is when I fly is to write books. So the seat was vacant. Just before the flight was about to be closed, a woman walked in. She looked $1 million with a briefcase and I mean, purpose, talk about purpose. She came, put the briefcase. Immediately, I took all my books away and I put it down. I'm sitting down and the plane has taken off. And the Lord said, talk to her. And I said, Lord, I'm shy. I don't want to talk to people in the plane. And so finally, I got courage and I began to talk to her. Then in the conversation, she asked me, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a lecturer. I didn't say I'm a preacher. She said, what do you lecture? I said, I lecture in medicine, sociology, economics, because the Word of God covers everything, right? I cover everything. I mean, all. So he said, you must be a multitask, multi-talented person. I said, sure. I said, my boss is, he taught me everything. I said, okay. And then we're having this conversation. And in the middle of it, the Lord said, share your testimony. I'm sharing my testimony, how I was a Hindu and how God visited me and how I became a Christian. At the end of it, the Lord began to, now he said, tell her about your life story. So I'm telling about a life story. Now, you know, I'm only telling what God is telling me. The Lord is telling me. The Holy Spirit is telling me and I'm just telling her. And I said, you know, this is what you're going through. This is where you were and I'm giving. And by this time, she began to cry. And now the whole mascara is coming down. It's all black and everything, right? And she's taking, and she said, I don't know what to do. I said, don't worry. The Lord Jesus is touching you. So now, cut the story short. In the middle of the flight, I lead her to the Lord. And now we are about to land. And she said, you don't know me. You're not from this country. He said, I don't know you, madam. This is the first time meeting you. She said, I'm not going to give you the name. She told me who she was. And she told me the company that she owns. She said, I never fly commercial. Never, never, never fly. He said, I came 4 o'clock to the airport, me and my pilot. And I wanted to take my private jet because I have a meeting. And some reason or other, it had a problem. Then we were trying to lease another and it wouldn't work. And we decided because of time, we fly commercial. I said, the Lord Jesus had an appointment with you. Amen. You see, that's what it means to be led by the Spirit. You will be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Amen. Now, so in that union, in that communion, in that fellowship, there's fellowship. He leads, He guides, and He directs. Amen. But also that in that union, he gives you, he teaches you the Word of God. Because John 14:26, can I read? Yes. Praise God. Can I go, Pastor? Yes. Okay, three more. How many will give me 5 more minutes? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay. Let's go John 14:16, right? But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you some things. What does all things mean? Everything, right? All things. And he will teach you all things, bringing to your remembrance all the things I said to you. You know, I was preaching at a conference, and the young lad, I made a statement. I said, you know what? The Bible has the answer for everything. And this young lad came to me. Probably he's a lad who thinks. He said, you made a statement, and I want to pull you on that. And he said, you made a statement that Bible has the answer for everything. He said, there are 7 billion people on the face of the earth. And you mean to say every question they will ever have in life, the Word of God has the answer. I said, yes, sir. He said, how come? Because the Bible has only 66 books. And so now, I didn't know the answer. But the Holy Spirit gave me the marvelous answer. And you know, and I was amazed what he gave me. And I said to the young lad, I said, you know, the keyboard, the piano has 88 keys, the white and the blacks. But an accomplished pianist, behind that finite keys, limited keys, can bring forth thousands of melodies, thousands upon thousands of melodies. So if you give the Word of God, put it in the hands of the author and the translator, who is the Holy Spirit, he can bring every answer that you'll ever need in life. Yes. Amen. Yes. Give the Holy Spirit a hand. Yes. Praise God. Yes. Now, let me say this to you. Now, how many of you have been to school? Can I see your hand? All right. Now, I'm sure you have encountered a teacher, right? And the teacher will teach you. And at the time of examination, they'll give you a paper. And you have to answer that paper. And they won't be there to help you. Will that be right? And when you give back the answer, they will mark it and tell you whether you have done right or wrong, whether you passed the exam or failed. Correct? But you know, I know a teacher that who will not only teach me, but during the examination time, he will sit with me and help me to answer all the questions right so that I'll pass the exam. His name is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So in that communion, in that union with the Holy Spirit, he will teach us all things. And one more. He will participate with you in the gospel. He will participate with you in the gospel. What does that mean? He will affirm and confirm your call. Let me share this with you. I was preaching at a church in Singapore. And there was a couple in the second row. And as I was preaching, my eyes caught this, you know, attention. Or the Lord wanted me to look at them. And in the middle of the preaching, I stopped. And as the Lord said to me, go and tell them their daughter will be safe. That's all. Your daughter will be safe. And I didn't realize. I pulled them out of the middle of the service and I said, all I want to tell you is your daughter will be safe. You know, the healing power is on you right now. And God's going to heal you completely. Don't fear. Don't fear. Every faculty in your body will go back to its divine nature. And so later I found out they were the ambassadors to Singapore from their country. And then I got a call a few months ago, a month after that, and the ambassador spoke to me and he said, do you remember we were at the Elim Church at the second row and you came and gave a word? Just after, when we went home, we had a phone call. And the phone call was, our daughter was kidnapped. And she said, the only word that I could hold on is what you gave that Sunday morning. And she said, she held on to that word. And after 2 weeks, the police found her. And they got her back. God is true. God is true, why he participates with you in the gospel. Amen. And let me finish off this. In that communion and that union, there is intimacy. Means worship. You see, you're not just worshiper when you come on Sunday. Your life is worshiping. And the last one is in that union and that communion, there is friendship. He'd be a true friend. Pastor, can I tell this testimony and close? I got permission? Okay. I'll tell you what a good friend he can be for you, because he's my best friend. You see, I was flying from Perth to Los Angeles. So you had to come from Perth, Sydney, Los Angeles. And I had an economy class ticket. So I'm in Sydney and this queue is there. And we are about to board the aircraft. So we are having the board pass. And I had this thought and I said, Holy Spirit, wouldn't it be wonderful that you and I fly first class? He's my friend. I can ask him. And I said, we'll have bigger seats. And you can teach me the word of God. When I arrive on the other side, I'll be better. I'll be more, you know, freshened up to teach. And so I just told him and I went there. And now that my turn came and this lady took the boarding pass. And that time they had a slot machine. They used to slot this in. The moment she did it, all the computer system went blink. And so now they're trying to work it out. And now almost 50 minutes have gone. And you know, I'm cutting the story short. They have to seat people manually. Guess where I got in? First class, flying to Los Angeles. Now the story doesn't stop there. So there I'm teaching a class and I'm telling them. And this young man said to me, it's only one time. So now I'm getting back. And when I get back, I remembered what the young man said. So I said, Holy Spirit, did you hear what he said? He said, it's only one time. And so, and this lady took the boarding pass and she tore it and gave me a new boarding pass, 4D. So I walked in the flight and I wasn't sure. So I was about to walk towards the economy class and the lady said, no, this is right in front. So I walked there and it's once again the first class. And my seat was next to the Premier of Queensland, flying to Brisbane on first class again. See what my friend can do for me. Praise God. And I want you to know God is no respecter of person. What he did for me, he's able to do for you. Amen. Because God is a good God. And so if you have him as your friend, you will have always the best. Amen. How many will say today, I want to hold his hand and walk with him? If that's your prayer, stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hand. Forget about the one on the right and the left. I want you to talk to the Father. Talk to the Son today, this morning. I want you to talk to the Holy Spirit. There is a gentleman. Because of an injury, you have a problem with your knees. But today, the Lord Jesus heals you right now. I give you praise. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. There is a sister. You have fibrosis. But the Lord Jesus is healing you right now. There's somebody with a stomach ailment. And the Lord Jesus is healing you. There's a tremendous healing anointing in this place right now. I give you praise. I give you praise. There's someone with migraine headache. Today you don't have that migraine headache. But when it comes, you have to take very strong tablets. But today the Lord Jesus heals you right now. Completely heals you. I give you praise and I thank you. Somebody, you have this locked jaw. The Lord is healing you right now. I give you praise and I thank you. There is a person that you have a problem with your right eye and the Lord is healing you right now. Just receive that healing. There's a sister onto my right hand side. I want you to know that every time you try to do something, every time you try to progress, there's a like a hand there is a darkness comes and pulls you down. It's like you're trying to climb a ladder, and you the moment you climb two steps, you come down. But today, this morning, the Lord Jesus breaks that yoke in the name of Jesus. And it will not happen again in the name of Jesus. Sister, I want to talk to you. I want you to know God has a call on your life. And He will use you. And this is a season and this is a time that God wants you to be with Him. Study the Word. The Word will come alive. And the Lord will take you to places. The gospel will take you to places. Amen. Praise God. My sister, the Lord says to you, this is a season and a time God is opening the door for you. And the Lord says, you have walked through valleys. You have walked through hardships. But I'm bringing you into a mountaintop experience where you will see and know and perceive my goodness, saith the Lord. And I want you to know today, God wants me to speak this. You will never lack financially. You will never lack financially. And the Lord will give you a home. And God will give you a wonderful house. And the Lord says, I'll give you melodies. And I'll give you songs from heaven. This is the season for you, saith the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hand and just thank Him. Lift your hand and thank Him. Lift your hand and thank Him. Lift your hand and thank Him. There is somebody onto my left-hand side. Because of sports, you have an injury. But today, the Lord Jesus completely heals you. I thank you, my Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. My brother, I want to tell you, for you and your family, this is the hour of restoration. God will restore. Put things back in order. And God will bring everything back in order. Whatever you lost, whatever happened in the past, God is bringing back and restoring things back. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you praise. Sister, I want to tell you, the Lord is showing me right now, you have a heart for little children. And I see you travel to the Far East, to people, places like Philippines, Thailand, Burma, and you're going to, it's not in cooperation with anybody, you're going to build orphanages, you're going to feed them by the thousands, because God is going to give you finance, you will not know what to do. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. My brother, today is your day of healing. Just receive it. Father, I thank you for this healing right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Thank you, Lord. As I lay hands on him, Lord, it is for him and his household. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Brother, can you just tell that sister, God hasn't forgotten you. So many times you say to the Lord, you bless everybody else, but not me. But I want you to know God has not forgotten you. God will open the doors that needs to be opened. And I want you to know all the desires that you have. Sometimes you tell yourself, is it God or is it me? But God put them there and He'll bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. God is good.